Today we're going to look at the subject of righteousness by grace. I'd like to read a scripture out of Romans chapter 3, beginning with verse 21 and 22. It says, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ," or faith in Jesus Christ, "unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." I want you to notice this scripture. It says, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested." One time I was in Childress, Texas, and I asked a man, "What do you think you'd have to do in order to go to heaven?" And he was started telling me of keeping the Ten Commandments and all the wonderful things that he would do, be faithful to your wife, live a moral life, and all kinds of things. And I said to this man, I said, his name was Jerry, I said, "Jerry, do you know what you'd have to do in order to go to heaven or to be in God's presence or to be in God's kingdom? You would have to have a righteousness that equals God's." Now he says, "I beg your pardon. There is no one that had a righteousness that equals God's except Jesus Christ." And I said, "Jerry, you have the point. That's exactly right. None of us in our own selves have ever kept the law or ever kept the commandments outwardly or inwardly in our attitude perfectly. And we need a righteousness that equals God's in order to be accepted before Him." Now, that's exactly what this scripture says. It says here that God now, in verse 21, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested." And verse 22 says, "It's even the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Jesus Christ unto all and upon all that believe." The kind of righteousness that God is offering you and me, my friend, is a righteousness that's a through faith in Jesus Christ righteousness. And it's unto all, and it's upon all them that believe. I want you to notice, first of all, in verse 21, that this righteousness of God, there's two kinds of righteousness. There's a righteousness of man. The righteousness of man is the best that he can do. It's the very best behavior he can do. It's the good works that he can do. But you see, the righteousness of man would not make you accepted before God. You need a righteousness that equals God. So God is offering here a righteousness, it says, in verse 21, the righteousness of God that's without the law. Now, there's no, in the Greek, there's no definite article in the Greek, which means that this text is really saying God is offering His own righteousness, the righteousness of God without law. What is a righteousness that's according to law? A righteousness that's according to law is a righteousness of doing, earning, and achieving in order to be accepted before God. You know, all of the world religions today think you have to do, you have to earn, you have to achieve in order for God to accept you. But the good news of the gospel, and the word gospel means good news, is that God is offering His very own righteousness, His very own acceptance unto all and upon all that will believe. It's through believing in what Jesus Christ has provided, His death on the cross for our sins, and imputing to us a righteousness that equals the law. And the Bible here says it's the righteousness of God that's apart from the law. It's without the law. It's without us doing and earning and achieving. It's a righteousness that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Now I want you to notice here in verse 22, it's even the righteousness of God that's through faith in Jesus Christ unto all and upon all. Why is God offering His righteousness to everyone, unto all, and upon all? Because the next verse tells us, "For there is no difference," which means no distinction, "for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." My friends, you have sinned. I've sinned. We've all come short of God's standard of perfection. And because of our sin, the greatest thing that we need is acceptance, a right relationship, and a right standing before God. And God has offered this not through the works of the law. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9, "Being found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own, which is of the law, but the righteousness which is of God by faith. I don't want to be found standing before God in my own righteousness. The Bible says also in Isaiah 64:6, all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. The Bible didn't say all of our sins were as a filthy rag. It said all of our righteousnesses are as a filthy rag. And actually, in the Hebrew language, that particular verse means that all of our righteousness are as a filthy rag. And it's talking about, in that context, of a menstrual cloth. That's how filthy and dirty this our righteousnesses are. Okay? The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 6 of the doctrine of the foundations of Christ that, you know, before you build a house, you have to lay a foundation. And it tells us there that there's certain foundations in the Christian life that is, I guess, foundational, like just like building a house upon a foundation. And the very first one, my friend, is to repent from our dead works. You know, there's nothing there that says about, although I believe that the Bible teaches we need to repent from our sin. The Bible is not saying that in Hebrews chapter 6. It's saying we need to repent from our dead works. And what are our dead works? Repentance towards God and faith toward the Lord Jesus. To repent from our dead works. And dead works, my friend, is this. We need to take all of our good works and put them in one pile and all of our sins in another. And we need to turn from them both unto God for His mercy and His forgiveness. My friend, salvation is trusting Jesus Christ alone. He's offering here in these verses that we just read in Romans chapter 3 and verse 22, His own righteousness, the righteousness of God, and it comes through faith in Jesus Christ. It doesn't come by your working, your trying, your earning, and your trying to achieve, but it comes through faith and dependence and reliance upon the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible tells us way back in Genesis chapter 15 and in verse 6. Even the Apostle Paul argued this point. When the Jewish people say, you're saved by your works, you're saved by the things that you do. Paul goes on to say in Romans 4, how was Abraham saved? The Bible says Abraham believed God. He believed in God. He believed the promise that God gave him. And when he believed, righteousness was imputed to his account. My friend, in Romans chapter 4, it says the same thing. It tells us in Romans chapter 4 and verse 23, now it was not written, talking about Abraham believed God and it was accounted him for righteousness. This was not written for Abraham's sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our sins and offenses and was raised again for our justification. My friend, Abraham being declared righteous before God through his faith, what we've just read here in Romans chapter 3 and verse 21 and 22, about a man being declared righteous through their faith in Jesus Christ. These things were not written for Abraham alone. They were not written just for somebody in the last centuries. It's written for us. And anyone that will believe, trust, and rely upon Jesus Christ because of the payment that He's made on the cross when He shed His blood for our sins, the Bible says righteousness will be imputed to His account. Righteousness, right standing. The Bible tells us this in Romans chapter 5 and verse 17. Those that receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. God is offering you, my friend, a gift of righteousness, a gift of right standing before God. And it's a gift. You know, a gift does cost something. Not to the person that receives it. If you gave me a gift, hey, if you asked me to pay for it, it wouldn't be a gift. But it did cost the person that bought the gift. And you know what? God made righteousness as a gift available to you and I as a gift. It is a gift of right standing, a gift of acquittal, a gift of righteousness, and it comes through faith in Jesus Christ. May God bless you today, my friend, as you consider these precious words from God's Word, that righteousness, right standing before God, is offered to you and I, to anyone that will believe, will trust, and rely upon the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation. God bless you.